Hello, young man.
I am Dr. Veal. I know the dentist's office can be quite scary, but no need to worry, okay? You're in very good hands. I've given many, many patients this procedure, and you shouldn't feel a thing during it. Now hop up on that chair. Good boy. And I'm going to lean you back so you're nice and comfortable. Just like that. Okay. Oh, you poor little one. You look so nervous. Just relax, okay? Dr. Veal will soon give you something that will put you right into blissful sleep. Like a nice long nap. That sounds nice, huh? Good boy. Now, allow me to put on my gloves and hook you up to a couple machines and allow me to monitor your vitals. Very good. Yes, nice strong heartbeats. Now, I'm going to put this mask over your face, okay? This is just to help you with your breathing and helps put you to sleep. I promise it won't hurt at all. That's it. Just breathe. Good boy. You're going to start feeling a little woozy and disoriented. Don't be alarmed. Just give in to it. Little patient. Now I'm going to count down from 10 as the gas starts to put you asleep. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Welcome to your real surgery, little patient. I'm sure you're a little confused right now. I mean, I did tell you that you would be asleep for this procedure, but that was a lie. Because I want you awake for it. Oh, and don't worry. You won't feel a thing. You're physically paralyzed, maybe a little intoxicated from the drugs I gave you, but your mind is totally aware of what's going on, and that's just the way I like it. Let me get my surgical gear ready by just removing these clothes. I bet you had no idea that I was wearing shiny black latex underneath my clothes. This is what I like to wear for procedures. This shiny black latex pencil skirt that hugs every single curve as tight as it can. And the shiny latex crop top, my breasts spilling over. I like the fact that every time I lean over you, my breasts and cleavage right there, teasing my little patient. You know, I really love my little boy patients. You're so malleable and fun to toy with. All right, there's the gloves. And no face mask for me. I don't want you to miss the opportunity to remember my face whenever you wake up. Yeah, I want you to associate me with the evil things I'm about to do to you. Oh, little patient. I can tell you're trying to move and run out of this room, but you can't. You're pretty much stuck and in bondage to me right now. No escaping. Just let it happen, darling. And actually, feel lucky it's happening. Oh, I almost forgot. Red lipstick. I can't really wear this red lipstick when I'm pretending to be a sweet dentist. But when the doors are closed, the lipstick is part of my gear. Don't worry, that'll make sense soon. Just watch Dr. Vale apply my lipstick. Red. Bright. Staining red. The kind of color that catches attention. Now, I'm sure you're probably wondering what I'm doing. You see, little patient, I get off on fucking boys like you, especially when you're all helpless like this, unable to move or speak back. I can do whatever I want with you, and that really, really turns me on. I'm going to toy with you, little patient, penetrate you, have the most fun with you. Well, it'll be fun for me. Maybe not for you. And don't worry, I'll also fix your dental problem. And speaking of that, let's get this cute mouth wide open. I'm just gonna place this device inside of your mouth that'll keep it open for me. There we go. That's how I like you, little patient. Open and spread for me. Objectified and uncomfortable. Let me inspect this mouth. Can you feel that? My glove fingers fondling this wet mouth hole. And now this throat. Nice and deep. Such a lovely little mouth hole. Useful for so many things. Look at you. Staring at Dr. Vale's cleavage. You like what you see, little patient? Plump, shapely tits spilling out of this tight latex top. Even if you don't like it, you will after I'm done with you. Because here's the thing, little one. I'm going to perform brain surgery on you. I'm going to enter your mind and then implant and install things inside of there that'll shape and mold you for the rest of your life. I'm going to claim your virginity in more ways than one. You really should consider yourself lucky getting fucked by a woman like me. Fucked in your mind, this adorable mouth, and your little ass. Now, let's open up that malleable little mind. Typically, it takes me a little bit to open you up and get where I need to go. All you have to do is just lay there. Not like you can do anything else, huh? Just let it all happen. Okay. Initiating the procedure. Here we go. Dr. Vale is starting to enter your mind. Slowly and methodically penetrating and eventually drilling you. You want to be drilled by me, darling? Fuck deeply inside of this innocent little head of yours. It's okay, little patient. Just stare at my cleavage. Get lost in it. Let Dr. Vail in. Eventually, I'm going to have you spread wide open, fucking you nice and deep, fucking this mind like it's a pussy. Don't fight it, darling. Don't fight my penetration into your mind. Do you feel me inside of you? So deep. Let's go deeper. Here we go. Full penetration into your mind. Deeper down. And 3, 2, 1. Deeper. Fucking you so deep now. This is where I start installing permanent triggers in your mind. Triggers that will affect you for the rest of your life. Dr. Vail, always living inside of you. Let's proceed to trigger placement number 1. I just need to make sure I'm deep inside this little mind of yours. Come on, little patient. Spread open for me so I can thrust my control and power into this mind. Good boy. Now, trigger number 1 is one of the most important things I will install. This won't hurt, I promise. You're just going to feel a bit of deep thrusting into your mind. It's just me moving some things around. Here we go. Trigger installing beginning. Rewiring your mind to always crave female domination. From this moment on, you will feel less than and inferior to woman, especially dominant woman. You will crave to fall to your knees and worship our divine and powerful essence. You will start to understand that you always need to be put in your place by woman. You will seek out dominant woman. You will never believe that you are capable of controlling a woman. Quite the opposite. You will feel lost and significant without a dominant woman's control. And you will always surrender to dominant woman, never failing to beg and need their approval and guidance. You will also associate dominant woman with me, Dr. Vail. You will never forget how I've made you feel today and fantasize about worshiping me. I will be like a goddess to you, one that you pray to, a goddess that you will silently worship, even though I might not be there. Almost done here. Little patience. Almost done with trigger number 1 installment. This will become a permanent characteristic of you in just a moment. Just reaching a little deeper, making sure your addiction to female domination is nice and settled into your core. Trigger successfully implanted in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Femdom addiction implanted. Do you feel it, little patient? A craving to worship and surrender to me. Don't fight it, darling. Not like you could anyway. Just let all my mind fucking happen. Now let's go ahead and install another trigger while I'm inside, nice and deep inside of you. It's somewhat related to trigger one. It's going to change what you find arousing and sexy. And I cannot say enough how sexy it is for me to mind fuck change you. Stay spread for me. Let me fuck that mind pussy some more. I just love fucking you, little patient. Feels so fucking good. Almost as good as it would feel if I let you touch and worship my latex-covered body. Doesn't Dr. Vail look so good in this shiny black latex? Seeing the light reflect off of it. The way the material hugs my curves. The wet, shiny look, begging you to touch it. This is the next trigger I'm installing. Number 2, making a permanent suggestion that you are only turned on by woman in shiny black latex clothing. It can be boots, heels, dresses, tops, skirts, doesn't matter. As long as it's shiny black latex. Whenever you see it, you will immediately become aroused, immediately desperate to touch, kiss, and lick the material. Black latex will make you feel submissive and weak. It will be one of your biggest arousal triggers, no matter where you are. In public, watching porn, in private, black, shiny latex will make you twice as aroused as you normally get. Now, before I complete this trigger, I think you need some hands-on conditioning. Allow Dr. Vail to unzip these pants. I see you're already aroused, little patients. Very good boy. Already aroused for black shiny latex. There we go. Dr. Vail needs to massage this trigger into your cock, squeezing and massaging it in, just like I'm doing to your mind. Fucking you with my latex glove. Look me in the eyes. Lock into me, little patient. Good boy. Shiny latex makes this cock feel amazing. Even just looking at it. The shiny wet material makes you desperate to submit and arouse to the fullest extent. You will always be aroused by black, shiny latex for the rest of your life. Remembering that Dr. Vale created this trigger. Never forgetting how my tits looked, spilling from this latex top. Or how my latex skirt hugged my hips and ass. I bet you're even starting to crave to lick my latex pumps, the side of my feet, inside such a sexy shoe driving you crazy. That's how much you love latex. Little patient, you are becoming a slut for black shiny latex. I'm fucking your little cock with this trigger. Fucking your mind pussy with the trigger. You can't escape or change this. It will always be inside of you. I will always be inside of you. Latex trigger is implanted in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Latex trigger installed into my little patient's mind. You're doing such a good job, little one. Laying there all paralyzed, spreading open for me. Your cute mouth so wide open makes me want to put something in there. I quite like open holes for me to penetrate. You know, did you know that women can actually fuck boys? I'm talking like actually penetrating you with a cock. A strap-on cock, that is. This is the only time I will ever lift my skirt for you, little patient, to reveal my big strap-on cock. Take that in, little one. Yeah. Watch Dr. Vale stroke this cock between my legs. I wear this just for you. It's my number one surgical tool. Let me just pull these pants and boxers all off. There we go. Dr. Vale needs to perform some more penetration on my little patient. You know, the look in your eyes right now? It's fucking delicious, darling. Panic and fear. Uncertainty. I imagine you're thinking right now, Dr. Vale surely isn't putting that thick thing in my you-know-where. Oh yes, little patient, it is going there. Now let me spread your legs and just straddle over your chair. Perfect. Remember, you won't really feel a thing. You're still sedated and in intoxicated bondage to me, so don't worry. It won't hurt. Well, you might feel a little sore when you come to later this evening, but you'll be a good boy and take it, won't you? And be thankful. Now allow me to open you up with a slippery finger. There's that little hole. So tight and closed off to me. But you probably already understand. Dr. Vale will get inside whatever she wants. And right now, I want inside. inside of you even more. And your little asshole is opening nicely for this finger. Still so, so tight. I wish you could actually feel me inside of you here. We'll have to settle with the fact that I'm even deeper, actually. Deeper inside your mind. You can feel me there, right? Good boy. Here comes another finger. Stuff so tightly inside of there. And you still have that adorable look on your face. A face that is so panicked and scared. It turns me on so, so much. So much so that I need to fuck you. Yeah, I need to be deeper inside of you. You being air tight. Here comes my cock, little patient. Easing in nice and slowly. That's it. Stuffing and filling you with more of me. Using you. Toying with you. Your legs spread wide open for me. Just like your mind is spread wide open for me. There we go, all the way in. Little patient, you are properly stuffed. Balls deep. I'm gonna just keep my surgical tool implanted nice and deep inside of you while I continue your mind fucking. Getting inside of there nice and deep as well. Ready to install another trigger. Oh God, I love being inside of you. Transforming you. Making you mine forever. Now, this trigger will reprogram this malleable little mind to crave this right here. Getting pegged and fucked by women. Your tight little fuckhole will practically throb for a woman to fill it. You will become an anal slut, desperate to be stretched and fucked hard. Never slow and easy either. You'll want it hard. You will want to be railed and pounded by aggressive, dominant woman in this exact position. You on your back, so she can watch you squirm underneath her. Even just the thought of being pegged by a dominant woman will turn you on tremendously. Truly becoming a slut for getting fucked. Anally pounded by a woman's strap-on cock. It doesn't matter the size either. You will not be picky. Even though, deep down inside, you crave the larger ones. A proper anal slut simply cannot help it. They want to be filled with the largest of cocks. And that'll be you, little patient. You will leak and throb for hardcore pegging. Your best orgasms will only come from having your prostate pounded and massaged by penetrating strap-on cock. And every time a woman owns your little fuckhole, you'll be reminded of this moment. You will see this memory in your mind. Dr. Vale, in between your legs, thrusting into you. Oh, it's already working, little patient. You're stiff and leaking for me. Your mind is already accepting this trigger installments, getting hard and aroused from my cock. You little pegging slut. Just a bit deeper inside of your mind, and this trigger will be completely installed forever, making you a slut for pegging. Dr. Male really, really loves being inside of you, corrupting you, mind fucking you, fucking your tight little hole. Such a malleable little fuck slut you are. I think I'm almost done here. Pegging, trigger installed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now forever desperate for women to peg you. Twice as roused by it, you little slut. Now I can really take you. Grab your little waist and fuck you. Watching your leaky cock drool and bounce from my thrust. You're even drooling from your mouth. My goodness. You are a mess, aren't you? You see these red lips, little patient? Contrasted against my pale skin. Exaggerating one of the sexiest parts of a woman's body. A woman's lips. And this will be your next trigger installment, making you weak and submissive for a woman's bright red lips. You will start becoming immediately entranced by a woman's red lipsticked lips, feeling the need to fall to your knees and worship her. Just by seeing red lipstick on her lips, you'll be obsessed with the fantasy of a red lipstick staining you all over your body, just like this. On your face, on your neck, on your lips, on your chest, everywhere. You are enamored by a woman's red stained lips. Your cock will throb and grow the moment you recognize the same color on another woman's lip. You will feel weaker and desire to surrender to this woman and her exaggerated red lips. In fact, I think you need a visual to further deepen this trigger in your mind. Give you an image that stains your memory, just as I'm gonna stain your cock with my red lipstick marks. I want you to see red lipstick marks covering your cock, dominating this cock, just so you can remember this trigger and memory. over your cock, not giving you anything but red lipstick stains. Now look at your cock and let that sink into your memory files while I continue fucking your mind in your tight little hole, installing your red lipstick arousal trigger. The image of red lipstick on a woman, making you throb from within deeply, especially if that woman is pegging and fucking you wearing red lipstick. Mm-hmm. Red lipstick trigger installing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now mind fucked to become deeply aroused by red lipstick. Mm. Oh, little patience. You are such a fun little toy to manipulate and corrupt. You're gonna be such a weak little dummy slut for femdoms. Female domination is now in your core, installed into your pleasure center. You're fucked for life. And let's not forget, I am implanted into your mind forever. I will be fucking you the rest of your life, haunting your mind with these triggers, you forever craving and worshiping me. And all you wanted to do was come in and have some gentle work done. I just can't help myself, little patient. Yeah, boys like you make me this way. I see boys like you, and I want to taint and corrupt, manipulate and control you for the rest of your life, grooming you to be a slave to female domination, forcing myself inside of you, living inside of you, coursing through your veins, living inside of your femdom-owned cock. You are mine, little patient, my little project, my little patient that I played and toyed with, kind of like Dr. Victor von Frankenstein. You are alive in my image now, fucked and corrupted, and you can never, ever escape me. In fact, you'll probably have dreams about me. I am your maker now. I have shaped your future and manipulated you to my desires. A slave to female domination. And I'm like your mother now, aren't I? You being reborn and created in my image. I'm really mind-fucking you now, aren't I? Am I your goddess? Your mistress? Your mommy? Your doctor? You'll never know, because I am all of these things. Your doctor, mommy, goddess wants to fuck you harder now, because now I know for sure you are triggered. A dominant woman pegging you, wearing latex and red lipstick. Oh, your installed arousal triggers. That's right. Leak for me, little patient. Leak for your doctor mommy, you little mesmerized dummy. I wonder if I can make you come while you're under and in my intoxicated bondage. It usually works with all the other patients I fuck with. I think it's because I've activated so much in that little mind. I am a representation of all the things you are aroused by. I am your mother of femdom, covered in shiny black latex. I am your maker and owner. Good boy, little patience. I felt that throb. Are you trying to tell Dr. Mommy Mistress you are aroused and weak for me? Such a good boy. Your little fuckhole is taking quite the pounding, too. Mommy Mistress likes that. I love a good anal slut, desperate for that powerful, blissful prostate orgasm. Oh, that's another thing. Every time you orgasm, expect me to haunt that little mind of yours. You won't be able to resist it. I've installed that. I am to be associated with everything that makes your cock hard, your mouth. I am the reason you get aroused. I am the fire that lives inside of your cock, desperate for a woman to dominate you and use you. Yes, you like getting fucked by me, little one. Yeah, I bet you never even thought you'd ever like a woman strap on cock inside of you while she's stroking your dick. This is your new life, darling. Getting mind fucked in your mind, pussy, by me. Getting fucked like a filthy little slut. Falling to your knees and worshiping woman. Never being that alpha man in a relationship. No, you'll be the submissive little mind fucked dummy that bends over for woman and gets treated like a fucked toy. And don't ever forget that I'm deep inside of your weak little mind, pussy. Always penetrating, always thrusting deep inside of you. You want me there now. You've never looked at woman this way before. And now you'll be like this for the rest of your life. God, it turns me on so much to be this evil, corrupting little virgin boys to never feel the joys of a submissive woman. Always feeling the power and domination of a woman. It turns me on as well to stuff and fuck you, your dumb little mind, your eager little fuckhole, and now my latex gloved hand fucking your mouth. Sluts like you need to be fucked in airtight. Used for my pleasure, dominated and controlled by mommy mistress. Now take this cock harder, whore. Boys in my world get fucked roughly, and that's what you deserve, little patient. You'll learn to love it. I promise you'll learn to beg for it. Also, you'll never know when Dr. Mommy Mistress might visit you in the middle of the night like a wet dream. But I might just show up and check on my little patient's progress just to make sure you're being a good boy and developing like I want. Imagine waking up in the middle of the night with me between your legs, pushing this cock into you with my hand around your throat, treating you exactly like what you are, my corrupted little owned patient slut. Now give me a load, little one. I've been waiting patiently. Maybe you need this cock even harder. Yeah, Yeah, that's what you needed, huh? Now come for me, slut. Tribute your mommy mistress. I dare you to make it so explosive that it paints my latex top. A treat for my little patient. The vision of your slut cream oozing down my shiny black latex top. Give it to me now. Mistress Mommy's not gonna ask again, slut. Give me my cum tribute. Am I not fucking you hard enough and deep enough? I don't know if I could manage to go any harder, you little anal slut. Now come for me now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come now, make me even stronger by tributing me and giving me what I want. You, my mesmerized mind fuck dummy. Look at you getting a rope of that boy cum on my latex. Oh, look at that. Let that soak into your fucked mind. So many memories for you to jerk that cock to when you're alone at night in bed. Your doctor mommy haunting your little mind. Oh, good boy. Just so you know, you might be a little sore in your bottom for a couple days. No need to worry, though. Rather, you should let it be a source of arousal. Yeah, barely remembering what Dr. Vale did to you to make your bottom so sore. Oh, that's the other thing. The concoctions of drugs I gave you will make our time together slightly hazy for you. You'll remember glimpses. Mm-hmm. Staying a bit confused, but absolutely reprogrammed in your mind to become the submissive good boy I intended you to be. I'll work on cleaning up this mess and dressing you again. You just lay there. Yeah, lay there and think about mommy, Dr. Vale, and bikini and my...